Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Go ahead, Morgan.
Hey, Tyler. So Coach just talked about how important it was for you to have, or your teammates to have confidence in you versus the coaching staff. How much is their support plan to have your equal
play
as you are?
I mean, it's everything, really everything. You know, obviously the coaches have trusted me, but I think, like Coach said, the biggest thing is my teammates from top to bottom trust me, from the oldest guy to the youngest guy, and that's big. Not all vets are like that, and they really shine light on me. You know, ever since I've been to Miami, Jimmy's been the, you know, the biggest, you know, influence for me, and he just continues to teach me and help me. So without my teammates, I don't think any of that would be possible, especially as a rookie.
David Ramil.
Hey, Tyler, obviously on a night like tonight when you're scoring so well, you're still looking to try to get your teammates going, trying to make the right pass. How do you walk that fine line? Where do you find that balance between trying to score, being aggressive with your shot, and still making the right play?
At the end of the day, it's just about making the right play. Whether it's a shot or a pass to a teammate, whatever it is. And, you know, every night's a different night. Tonight was my night to score. Next game, I'm sure it'll be different. So, I mean, just going out there and making the right play and trying to impact win is the biggest thing for each of us.
Anthony Chang.
Hey, Tyler, you talked a little bit about it, but how important has the relationship been with Jimmy? In terms of just, you know, I know you're confident already, but just even giving you more confidence and giving you the room to have these type of performances in your first season?
Like I said before, it's everything. You know, Jimmy, you know, ever since I got here, he's been like a big brother to me, and he's shined light on me. He's taught me a lot of things. You know, just continuing to, you know, get on me, whether it's something I want to hear or not, he's going to tell me what I need to hear. And, you know, I appreciate him for that. And like I said before, without Jimmy, I probably wouldn't be doing this as a rookie.
Will Manso.
Hey, Tyler, you mentioned that confidence, but when you look up, when you look at stat sheet now, you see 37 points. Does it feel that way when you're playing that style? Do you sense how much you score in what group or zone, whatever you want to call it, you're in such a big moment?
Not really. I mean, I feel the groove I'm in, I feel like I have it going, but you know, like I said before, any night it can be someone different. And you know, when you think you have it going, you want to just try to be as efficient as possible and make the right play. And you know, tonight some shots were falling for me, and my teammates just continued to give me the ball, and you know, I appreciate them for that.
Rebecca Harlow.
Could you say it again? It's kind of quiet over here. Sorry. Can't really hear you.
Yeah, no worries. I'm just asking, you know, when you're in the zone the way that you are you able to stay in the zone? Or do you think about and are you motivated by the fact that you're helping your team who is now one win away from the NBA final?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is just trying to impact winning. At the end of the day, that's our biggest goal. You know, we have a great group of guys in the locker room, and I think at the end of the day, everybody wants to win. And, you know, I know my role is not to score 30, whatever I had tonight. It's not to do that every night. Some nights it may, you know, require for me to step up like tonight and make some shots. But, you know, I know in the fourth quarter we're going to get the ball to Jimmy. We're going to get the ball to Goran. And, you know, those are our guys. We're going to run through them, and they're going to make the most plays for us, and they're going to, you know, they're going to win us games most of the time. So that's who we're going to get the ball to. And like I said, I just want to impact winning. Whatever that is, I'll do.
Jeff Zilkin.
Tyler, Brad Stevens just said that the rim must have looked like an ocean to you tonight. You know, how good did it feel from the get-go for you to find your shot? And what, if anything, did you see out there that, you know, led you to believe that this was going to be, you know, your kind of night?
Just, I think, you know, once you see a couple shots go down, and when you're getting shots in rhythm, it's just the game flows. And, you know, I know where I'm going to get my shots. And, you know, I'm going to get the same shots, you know, next game in the same spots. And it's just about, you know, making them and just trying to get a rhythm going early. And, you know, like I said, once you see a couple shots go down, then it's, the rest of the game is easier for you. But tonight was definitely a good night.
Dan Wojcicki.
Tyler, the night you got drafted, it's probably like 10 years ago, you said the first question that you got asked, you said, I'm going to surprise people. I'm going to guess that you didn't surprise yourself tonight. Where does that confidence come from, and where did it come from on draft day?
I'm just going to bet on myself. I've been doing that, you know, my whole life. I went from, you know, Milwaukee, a small town in Milwaukee, to Kentucky. Nobody thought I would survive there, and nobody thought I would survive here. So at the end of the day, it's just betting on myself. Obviously, there's, you know, a lot of factors that play into it, but at the end of the day, I'm just going to bet on myself, and that's what I do, bet on myself.
Mark Schwartz.
Tyler, why is it, do you think, that people didn't think that you would survive in Kentucky and didn't think that you were worthy of a higher draft pick? Why are people looking at you as not being the player that you in fact are?
I think someone said my wingspan was too short. You know, they say everything, but, you know, whatever they say, it's whatever. And, you know, at the end of the day, all you can do is, you know, work at it, perfect your craft, you know, come in with a great attitude, you know, and just respect everybody in the building, and good things will happen from there. But, you know, it's just about putting in the work and really putting in time and effort into something you love.
Wes Lamming.
Tyler, obviously, you've proven that you can score, and at the same time, even at this level, what's going on that you're doing it at here in this East Conference Finals. But what do you credit, obviously, just what you're doing basically off the dribble in terms of what you're doing in your game and improving in that area?
I think I came into the league more as like a catch and shoot guy, and that's what I'm kind of labeled as. But as you can see, I can put the ball on the floor. I can make plays for others. I can get my own shot off the dribble, and you know, that's how I played my whole life before Kentucky, before the NBA. You know, I grew up with the ball in my hands, making plays and making tough shots, and I feel like, you know, that's my game. But it's all about trust and letting, you know, not everybody gets an opportunity like me. And, you know, my coaches, teammates, they trust me. And that's the biggest thing about it.
Brandy from UTD.
Hey, Tyler. As a team, tonight's game atmosphere wasn't as fiery, specifically in the first 3 quarters, but clearly wasn't passive either. Did you guys come into this game planning on playing with a sense of steadiness?
Yeah, we wanted to focus on a full 48 minutes of our game. We felt like the first three games, even the two we won, you know, we got out and we trailed early, and that we felt like that hurt us. And we wanted to come out and play a full 48 minutes of our Miami Heat basketball, stay steady throughout the game. And, you know, we had a great game plan coming in. And, you know, we haven't done anything yet. We're focused on game five.
Mark Schwartz, do you have a follow-up?
Yeah, Tyler, can you describe the way that you have developed this confidence that you have? Because it really is extraordinary that a player at 20 years old can come out and be the best player on the floor in a game of this magnitude.
I mean, that's just who I am. I'm confident. I don't think I was the best player on the floor tonight, though. You know, there's a lot of things that play a factor. We can't forget that Jimmy was still out there. Bam was out there. Goran was out there, and there was a lot of good players on the floor tonight. But, you know, I think that my confidence is that I can play with anybody. So I don't think that I was the best player on the floor, but I do think that I can play with anybody. And I think my confidence is just, that's just who I am. You can't survive in this league if you don't have confidence.
Mark Spears.
Congratulations on your night, but I do want to ask you, what made you choose the Black Lives Matter in New Jersey? And do you have any thoughts about Breonna Taylor?
Yeah. I chose Black Lives Matter because Black Lives Matter. And I felt like this was our first Black Lives Matter is something that, you know, means something to me. My teammates are predominantly black. The league's predominantly black. And there's obviously a problem going on in the world. And I feel like, you know, this stage with this type of platform, putting that on my jersey, everybody's seen my last name, but they also seen Black Lives Matter on the back. And I think that's important. And I think there's just we have to do better in society, and just keep trying to push forward. And you know, Black lives do matter.
Any thoughts on the news today?
Yeah, I just think it's unfortunate. I think money is not justice, and that's really it.
Tab Deportes, Puerto Rico.
Hi, Tyler. How do you feel when people compare you to Dwayne Wade and your top how to close out the series on Game 5 right now?
Game 5 is going to be tough, obviously. You know, they're going to bounce back, make some adjustments. I think we'll do the same. But Game 5 will be big. It's going to be a dogfight again. It's going to come down to the stretch. But, you know, we got to come out again and play a full 48 minutes like we did tonight. Even better, we need to play better, we need to get better, and you know, just we're focused on Game 5. It's gonna be a fight.
Naveen from Rapper in the Philippines.
Hi Tyler, congrats on the win. After the game, Gordon came up to you and told you he loved you and gave you a hug. I just want to ask, how big has he been in your development and helping you build that confidence to take over in the game with as much repercussions as today?
Goran's been huge. I've been watching him since I was a little kid, and obviously now being able to play with him and learn from him has been, you know, huge in my development. You know, he's unique in everything he does with the ball in his hands on defense, ball, you know, out of his hands. He just knows how to play the game, and I've learned so much from him, and you know, obviously I couldn't be doing this without him as well.
And Tyler, our last question from David Lodges at Padilla Sports Italy.
Hey Tyler, how much do you think the Pablo experience has helped you develop to, you know, the great player you are today?
The bubble experience?
Yeah.
I think it's it's whatever. I mean, it's just it's basketball at the end of the day. So if there was fans or not, I think we would still be here. We'd still be one game away from the NBA Finals, and it's been a great experience, obviously, but I think coming into it, you know, you don't know what to expect, and it took some time to get used to, but, you know, we're here now, and we're ready to, you know, continue this journey.
Tyler, thank you for your time.
Let's take a look at